Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Well, this is the first time I'm here after being called by you guys to come here. Thank you. Thank you for calling me here. I don't know what to say, but I'm glad to be here. And today is no PowerPoint, so no power, no point for the sermon. So just enjoy, take a nap if you need to. But Pastor Avery asked me to conclude the Lord's Prayer. So that's today's message. But I know he went through words by words with you guys, but that's not my practice. Okay? Usually I want the context. So just open your Bible and go through this with me. No PowerPoint is fine, okay? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we come to you because you are worthy. You are our King and our Lord. We pray that as we come as your people, you speak to us. You continue to mold us. Even through a very familiar prayer, we ask that we learn something today. We hear from you what you want to speak to us, what you want to remind us, what you want to shape us. Help us. Help us to hear your words. May your spirit be with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So in the Matthew chapter 6, is this a context? Well, in the context, Jesus says, some people, they would be praying in the cross section, outside. Have you ever seen anyone praying in the crossroad? No? You want to try? So some people in the old days, they would pretend to be holy. They would pretend they are righteous. So that is kind of an act on the outside. But inside, that's not the reality. So that is one of the reasons Jesus taught about the Lord's Prayer. We don't want, or he doesn't want us to just conform to the outside, but rather inside, it really matters. Okay? Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's the first section of the Lord's Prayer. So your name, your kingdom, and your will. What do you learn from that? What kind of language is it? Your will, your kingdom, and your name. In the old days, it's talk about the kingship. It's not just someone's name. It's the name of the king. That carries a lot of weight. Or you need to listen. You can't say no to a king's will. Okay? There's no way you say no to God. That's the mindset. Your name, your kingdom, and your will. But is it possible to have the king's will in our daily life? In the Bible, it tells us that's always the struggle. Start from the very beginning. When Adam and Eve says, no, we want to have our own choice. That's the beginning of us saying no to God. Well, in Exodus, why were they in the wilderness for 40 years? Because they says, no, God, it doesn't work. We don't want to march in. We're going to die. Or in the kingship era, so why would they choose to crown Saul as the king? You remember the Bible passage? God says, let them be. Because they choose a human being as the king rather than me as the king. They want to conform to the society at that generation. That is kind of the struggle for all generations. Sometimes it's even among us. I don't know how you guys share the gospel. In the old Chinese way, you draw a circle and there's a chair inside. When you were on the seat, you know that? Yes, okay. You're my generation? Okay, no way. You're on the seat. When you're on the seat, your life could be very messy. Right? It could be a mess. But then when you change, you after you say a prayer, when the Lord become your Lord, you let Him take control of your life, well, all of a sudden, everything is in line. That's how we preach or how we share the gospel. Is it true? Yes and no. Okay. Sometimes, yes. Sometimes things just happen miraculously. But sometimes we don't want to. We will say, okay, you can sit, but this part is mine. Or some people use the house as the illustration. Many rooms you can go in, Jesus, but not this particular one. I am still in control. In our generations, we choose freedom. We honor ourselves. We want me as the one saying yes or no. But in reality, in the Lord's Prayer, it says, God is the King. If we really realize the kingship, it's not easy to say no to God. But in 2024, in the L4 Lausanne Congress, the executive director, Michael Oh, he says, okay, this is a quote, "The reputation of the Bride of Christ in many places around the world is not good. The numerous scandals of pride, power, and impurity among church leaders have rocked the church and compromised our witness." What he's saying is, even in the front line, the people serving in mission field, building up churches, we are still struggling. Our pride rather than humbly following Christ. That's the reality. What if His name, His kingdom, and His will are our true desire? Or His kingship is our true desire? Then we would be humble. Well, humility is a test of every day. It's not easy. There's a K-drama, okay? It's called Unwritten Soul. Anybody watch it? If I have PowerPoint, then you can realize, okay? Okay, two. Okay, you really know that story then. Because you don't have the image. You still remember. Well, I didn't watch it until a few months ago. Yeah. So because the actress, her name is Paco Young, I thought she was related to Paco Gump, but actually not, okay. But because my wife loved Paco Gump, so I tried to follow Paco Gump a lot, okay. I thought she is a sister, but they're not related. Okay, anyway. But she got the best actress. Then, in her speech, she quoted a line in this K-drama. She says, "Yesterday is over. Tomorrow is yet to come. And today is yet unknown. Let's live today." What do you think about this? Is it good? Is it encouraging? Or I don't really know what you're saying. Well, if you have experienced life a lot, you can feel the pain behind it, okay? So in this K-drama, it's one actress playing two roles. They're twin, okay? The elder sister is Mirei, that means future. Okay. The younger one is Miji, uncertain. Okay. So and it is called unwritten soul or uncertain soul. That is about the younger sister going to Seoul to experience new life. Okay, anyway, that's the key ground. Get back to the story, Bible story, okay? Well, the Lord says, give us today our daily bread and forgive us our debt as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Well, the Lord teaches us from the kingship to our daily life. It's a big switch or a big jump. Okay? Sometimes we don't think God's kingdom is in our life. But in this prayer, it talks about God's kingdom in our life. There's a closely linked. There's unbreakable. We need to realize that. Okay? The Lord says, give us today our daily bread. For us, it may not mean a lot, okay, because we have a lot. We don't worry about what we are going to have after church or tonight. But in their generations, they don't have saving. What they earn today, they buy food for tonight to feed the family. They don't have much saving. That's the basic needs to survive. For us, today maybe we have a lot. But you still need a lot, right? In our heart and mind, we have a lot of needs. We want to be accepted. We want to be appreciated. We want someone to care about us. We want love. But sometimes we don't have that. That's also our basic needs today. And Jesus says, our Father is a provider. He will provide what you need today. And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. Do you owe anyone anything? I'll ask again. Do you owe anyone anything? Well, for our debt, if it is money, it is easy, okay? But if it is relationship, that is not easy. If you hurt someone, if you actually attack someone or damage someone's life, that's not easy. That's a debt. Sometimes we couldn't pay back. Forgives our debts. It's not only about money. But debt is always in the past. It's not today. It's not the future. It's the old debt. It could be a long, long time ago, 20, 30, 40 years ago, or it could be yesterday, last night. Well, Michael Oh, in Nasson Congress, he also mentioned, in Christian church today, there are four dangerous words. It is, I don't need you. I don't need you. Well, he says, sometimes we could be very polite, we could be very friendly in the surface. But deep down, we don't want one another. We keep the distance. Or even sometimes we fight against each other. What he's saying is, in the front line, among missionaries or church leaders, competing one another, to a point that we don't want to serve together. Maybe in the past, we have struggles with different people. That's the debt. Become the walls. Then we don't want to relate. We don't want to serve. We don't want to connect anymore.
For I will ask,
in your heart, is there any debt, relational debt, that you haven't forgiven? Or you said to God that I'm not going to forgive. But Jesus says, forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. That's a very important lesson. As we learn to forgive, we also get forgiveness. That's a circle. Well, then Jesus talked about, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. You know what is temptation? Well, I was here when Avery talked about it. Test and temptation. Okay? But what is temptation to you? Well, for me, temptation usually is attacking your weakness. Right? And the evil one has no mercy. He will just continue to attack. He won't stop until you surrender, until you lost. But what is your weakness? Do you know what your weakness? Well, imagine if we have an oven in the back. We are roasting some barbecue pot. You can smell it. Wow! You want to go? Get it? Or it could be a lot of dessert. Tiramisu. Or some handmade pasta across the bar. But it's here now. You want it? No, no. Or cheese? Well, that's easy to deal with. Actually, food is easy to say no to, okay? But in my life, I realize your strength is also your weakness. Do you know that? You don't? One day you will realize. A very charismatic leader was his weakness. Pride. A social butterfly. What's the weakness? Nothing wrong, but usually a people pleaser. When we realize even our own strength could be our weakness, we have no guarantee we can face the temptation and all the attack from the evil. Well, Jesus, our Father, is the protector. He can protect you. And all the upcoming temptation and attack in the future is always in the future. We have no guarantee that He can protect us. But the K-drama, if you have watched it, you know the story. But while I was preparing this message, I reflect on the K-drama. But what I think is, the story tells us, yesterday is not yet over. And it's repeating in our mind. Tomorrow has too much uncertainty, accompanied with lots of anxiety. And today is unbearable, with no way out. That's the story of that K-drama. In our life, sometimes we feel the same. Yesterday is still affecting today. And facing future tomorrow, we are anxious. Sometimes our hand could be shaking. We couldn't sleep. Or even today, it's hard to face just today. The Lord's Prayer tells us we have needs in the present. We have our debts in the past. And we also have challenges in the future. But we can give everything to God. And that's the way God's kingdom could link to our own life. God's kingdom is never out there. God's kingdom is in our life. And the Lord's Prayer tells us our King cares about you and I. He cares about our history. He cares about our story. The Bible says, our Father in heaven. The prayer based on a relationship. I'm not sure if you have a good relationship with your father. I don't, okay? But I relearned what is a father from the Bible, okay? If our Father in heaven is our father, who are you to him? Do you realize that identity? Are you a good son or daughter? Are you making him proud? Or he is losing faith because of you? And the Bible, the last verse is, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. It reminds us again, that's the kingship. Our Father is the King. Well, if you borrow the image, if your father is the king, who are you? Who are you? Well, at home, your father is not a king, okay? No, okay? If you're a father, you're not a king at home, okay? But our Father in heaven, he is a king. Then you are prince and princess. You can imagine that, okay? But do we have that identity in our life? Are we living out that identity? If we worry about today, our needs, that He is not going to provide, or we have our debts, our relational debt in the past, we are not willing to forgive, or facing the future, we worry like everyone else. Are we like a prince, princess? Alas, the Bible says, our Father in heaven, our daily bread, our debts, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us. The prayer is never an individual prayer. It's not for one person. It's always for a community. It's always our, us, we. But the question is, I'm new to LGC, okay? I'm going to bring this prayer to you. In the past, do we still have any relational debts that we are not willing to forgive? The prayer says we need to. The past shouldn't affect the present. We need to ask for forgiveness. Whatever happened, ask for the strength to forgive. What we need today, trust that God will provide. We have lots of ministries. We have lots of changes. Today, He will guide us through. in the future, lots of challenges. We talk about here, we talk about there, okay? New building, new places, lots of money. Or in the process, there could be lots of temptations, or challenges, or even attack. Trust that He will protect LGC. Whenever I preach this message, I always invite the church to keep praying for the church. It's a community, it's a prayer for the community. Okay? I'm not sure if you have the practice of praying for LGC every day. But I hope eventually you will. Gradually, every day. Not just pray for yourself, not just pray for your family. Pray for your church. That's the first ministry you can do. Okay? Very easy. Pray for the past, the present, and the future. The debts, the needs, and the challenge. Let's pray. Lord, help us. We can recite this prayer. We know it, but help us to really practice. Help us to pray for this as a community. That we ask that your kingship is realized among us. Help us to forgive whatever happened in the past. There's a lot. We still drag a lot of things to the present. Help us to forgive and leave those in your hands. Lord, help us to realize today we have lots of needs. We can't rely on ourselves, and we trust that you will provide. But as we imagine the future, sometimes we are anxious. But as we understand you are leading us, you are the protector, you will guide us. And we trust that your kingdom will actualize among us. Pray that as our church continues to grow, this prayer become a reality among us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.